1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Humanitarian aid that's been idle in Egypt now on the move into southern Gaza. At least 20 trucks have been authorized to travel into Gaza, where more than a million people have been displaced and are in desperate need of food, fuel, and water. Tamara Al-Rifai is with the United Nations and says it's a positive sign, but there are nearly 200 other trucks still waiting.
This is not about a one-off, sending 20 trucks and then nothing. This is really a call for a continuous and safe humanitarian access with security conditions that allow my colleagues in Gaza to do what they need to do.
Israel has demanded security inspections of the trucks to make sure that there's nothing in them that could provide help to Hamas. That's according to an Egyptian security source. As the aid is now coming in, it's also an opportunity for some foreign nationals stuck in Gaza to try and get out. With continuing coverage, the Israel-Hamas war, this is ABC News. Spirit Airlines canceling some of its flights after regulators mandated an immediate inspection of some of its aircraft.
Aggravated, Spirit Airlines customers learned their flights had been canceled after they had already arrived at the Orlando airport. Estella Bautista arrived for her flight to Guatemala to see a sick family member to find out Spirit canceled her flight to inspect its Airbus A320s.
You're traveling with a lot of luggage. We have kids. We have, this is not okay.
Spirit nor the FAA are explaining what exactly is being inspected, but Spirit says the impact of grounding some of the planes will last a few days. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Spurred by fanfare of Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer film, officials are preparing for thousands of visitors to the site where the world's first atomic bomb was detonated in New Mexico as the Trinity site opens for a brief tourism window this month. Twice a year, in April and October, the site opens to spectators. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, engineer, and guest co-host, the one, the only, Mr. Luke Jameson Mathers. Lukester, it is Friday, October 20th, 2023, 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Great to have you along. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, it's a Friday, and you know, getting caught up this week now that I'm back, and then shaking off the rust and getting behind the board for the ones and twos as well.
But you know, a professional, you never lose it. You always got it right at the old fingertips. You're ready to go. We appreciate Mr. Zommers. Now, here's why I want to note right off the top of the bat on the show. Mr. Zommers was going to take part of at least the show off today. He is out ill. He did not. He was not able to join you for the town call.
He had a scheduled absence today.
Right.
And that was on the books. We knew
later
that,
on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. He had a scheduled absence and he was not feeling the best. So he was going to do what he could. He did not know when we scheduled the absence today would be the final edition of Town Call.
Yes.
But it ended up being that way. And so he was like, I'm going to come in. I'm going to produce the show. And then unfortunately, just under the weather and wasn't able to make it. But we appreciate him as our producer for
yes.
Town Call. And we hope that he's feeling better.
We do. We send him best wishes. But here's the thing. Not only is Mr. Zommers out on the DL list or the, you know, not feeling well list, also our friend and, you know, ongoing contributor Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger NFL player, who normally is in on 1:30 every other Friday. This was his Friday. He also on the DL list, not feeling well today. And as I came in today, it is a picture perfect fall. It may be the last picture perfect fall day of the season with all the leaves brilliant. The sky is blue. The sun is out. It's exactly the type of day that one might come down with, you know, a case of something.
Are you accusing some individuals of playing hooky and not indeed under the weather?
I'm just saying, if I wasn't filling in for Matt Flynn this afternoon, I might not be feeling well either.
I see. I think you may have protested too much,
well,
Todd.
Maybe, perhaps. But no, we wish all the best to Mr. Zommers. We wish the best to Brady Ewing, and we'll have both of them back next week and Brady in a couple of weeks here. You brought something up, Luke. I just want to take a moment to say thank you to you and to Will Walter for doing just a great job on Town Call the last few months. You know, you guys got kind of, you know, given this show, and I think that there are various reasons that we're not going to get into here beyond both of your controls, why it's not going to happen anymore. But I'm just going to say both of you, you and Will, are professionals. I thought it was a great show. I thought you did as the best job that you possibly could with the cards that you were dealt. I applaud you both. And I hope you keep coming back on our show on Tuesdays or whatever you want. And we're going to try to get Will on as well, because you're both valuable voices in the Civic Media family. And I just want to say thank you for all you've done.
Absolutely. I appreciate that, Todd. And you will definitely be hearing more from Will and I still in the future. Just making some changes across the broadcast lineup and just to better improve what we're putting out as the lineup here at Civic Media. And it's a growing... I've told you this since the beginning, Todd. Here at Civic Media, we've got some growing pains. We've got a Herculean task to be able to change the media landscape here in Wisconsin and refresh hometown radio. And I think both myself and Will are very aware of what needs to go into that. And so, yeah, there's dynamic changes, and there will be continue to be changes and growing pains throughout the development of this growing radio network. And we're both just... I'm not going to speak for Will, but right. Myself, I'm very, very happy that I get to play a role in what we're doing here at Civic Media.
And we're happy to have you continue to play a role as well, both of you. I also want to make it clear as a completely self-serving point, I had nothing to do with this because people are going to start. Here's the deal. If you've been listening,
Todd's concerned about this, folks. Todd is concerned. I keep trying to just downplay these concerns for him, but he has them nonetheless.
Here's the deal. I started, at Civic just in the mornings on as Charlie Behrens might say, three stations. And then they said, well, you're going to go network wide. I said, that's fantastic. And they said, you're going to go in the same time slot as Dueling Tangents.
And Tom Hartman.
And I got a lot of flack that I canceled Dueling Tangents, which I had nothing to do with. It's a great program. You and Brian are fantastic. If it would have been up to me, it would still be going. I had nothing to do with it. And so they put me in one to three. Fantastic. I'm happy to be here. And now they're moving us on Monday. We're going into the old town call slot. We'll be on from noon until 2. Once again, I am going to be accused of kicking Luke out of his on, and I just want people to know.
Nobody's accusing you. You're thinking it of yourself. We had calls after
the last time this happened. I'm sure we'll get calls again.
That's okay. They'll find me still doing random tangents on Tuesday afternoons in various time slots. So, therefore, I try to at least...
I just want to make it clear for the record on the air, I'm a friend of Luke Mathers and Will Walter. I'm a friend of their products and what they do, and I have nothing to do with these schedules. I just come in and I'm told what to do, and I try to do it. They say you're going to be on at noon today and maybe 7 o'clock tomorrow and 6 o'clock in the morning.
Hopefully there's nothing else like that.
You never know. I just try to come in, whatever the coach puts me in the lineup, I just try to make contact and put the ball in play.
We're playing baseball now? Okay. All right. I did not bring my mitt today, Todd. Well, I did not bring my mitt.
Well, you brought your newsy hat and microphone. We're going to get into this after the break. Here's what's going on. There has been another round of votes for Speaker of the House. We'll let you know how that did. And why is one of Wisconsin's own Republicans, he literally has left the ranch outside the country. We'll come back and talk about it after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
There's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. More clouds than sun today with a high of 55. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38. Tonight, partly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 56. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Upper 50s, Monday, with a chance for scattered showers. Cooler, Tuesday, with highs in the mid-50s. Showers continue. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 47.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, TGIF. It is Friday, October 20th, 2023, 15 now past the hour of 1 o'clock, right? Yeah, we're still in the 1 o'clock times. I'm getting all
we haven't changed
up.
That on you quite yet.
Not quite. Luke Mathers, guest co-host on the board, in for Mr. Zommers as well. Happy to have him along. So lots of news to get to today. We're going to get to, and we will talk Wisconsin Badger football, Wisconsin at Illinois, down to take on the Berts of Champaign tomorrow afternoon. Big game, quite frankly, for both teams. But Wisconsin wants to have any hope to stay in the race for the Western Division, which is pitiful in and amongst itself. They have to win this game.
Tell us how you really feel, Todd.
I know, right? But the good news is, then we have a great on-air team, Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher, and you can hear that game. It streams across the Civic Media Radio Network on the Civic Media app. Just download it on either your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, into the search bar. Comes up, takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app, download it and listen to the Wisconsin Badgers tomorrow as they will stream on WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, and a couple other stations, right, Luke? That it's not coming to mind, but Wisconsin Rapids, I believe, is also one of them.
Yeah, Rapids, LAK, Amory, there you go. And I believe that's all of them.
There you go.
But there's I was so good at keeping the alphabet soup in my head, and then we added, I think, one too many stations, and it's a little harder. It's a little bit more jumbled these days.
So Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, all carrying the Badgers. Just click on one of those on your Civic Media app if you can't listen over the air, and you can stream the Badgers taking on Illinois. Luke and I will talk more about that later on this show. Also, breaking news on out of the court systems as Trump co-defendant in the Georgia 2020 election case, Kenneth Chesbro has pleaded guilty, if I guess grammatically correct. That could have huge implications on Trump moving forward. But Luke, I want to start off this segment with the news out of both the House of Representatives, but also right here in the state of Wisconsin. Earlier this afternoon, or at least kind of over the noon hour, the Republican caucus, supposedly being led by Jim Jordan, decided to move forward with a third round of voting to fill the speaker's chair after Republicans led by Matt Gaetz decided to vacate the speaker's chair. Republicans still can't get their act together. So they took a third vote a little while ago. And Jim Jordan, Gymnasium GYM Jim Jordan, lost by an even bigger margin in the third round.
Really? How many did he lose by this time?
Jordan got 194 votes versus
the wrong direction.
Versus 200 in the first round, 199 in the second.
So he lost another five votes?
Lost another five votes. Non-Jordan GOP votes were 20 in the first round, 22 in the second round, 25 in this past round earlier today. All 210 Democrats present today voted for Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader. So that's where we sit right now. And apparently, looking at different reporters on Twitter, the House conference just took a secret vote. Jim Jordan took him back into caucus. And here's the thing. It's gotten so contentious, apparently, that several reporters outside of the caucus room in the Capitol moments ago said that they're playing white noise in order for reporters not to hear the yelling on the other side of the door.
What?
They're playing white noise in the hallway. because it's gotten that bad.
What if the shouting? Well, okay, so it's just in the hallway.
Right.
It's not in the I was gonna say if they're playing white noise in the room to try to make it harder,
wouldn't that
make the shouting in the room louder?
Okay. No. And now, John Brajanan, I believe that's how you pronounce it, the co-founder from Punchbowl News and confirmed by other reporters as well. Of course, these things always get leaked in caucus from caucus, right? So now, apparently, the secret ballot in caucus moments ago, Jordan lost 112-86.
Which so there's 194 Republican representatives that voted for Jordan on the floor on the third ballot this morning, and only 112 support him in a...
86. Or 112 to 86 is what he lost by.
So
there are more than 100 R's there are just basically chickens when they cast their vote in public. So 112 people voted against Jordan in caucus. Only 86 people voted for him on a secret ballot. Which just goes to show that in public that they're even more scared not to vote for Jim Jordan.
Well, there's forces outside in public when they know who your names are, Todd, that there are shows. There are cable television shows that are sending out emails saying we are going to primary you if you don't vote for Jordan. And then there's threats going about now. For
those that are listening, you say, well, Luke's just making this up.
No, this isn't hyperbole.
This is real.
There are real threats against families of congressmen and women that are not getting in line, I guess, is the way that it would be seen by the individuals making these threats. And that's political violence.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, this is, and we've talked about it on this show before, this violence toward, any violence, I don't care which side of the aisle it's towards, any physical violence, terrible. And we've called that out on this show. And predominantly that has come from Trump himself and the MAGA Trumpism cult. And now this is being even further advanced. As Luke said, there is verified evidence that producers of Sean Hannity have sent emails and phone calls to Republican members of Congress not voting for Jordan, threatening them, you'll never be back on the show. We're going to come after you on the air. And now it's gone a step further where we have verified reports of spouses of Republican congressmen and women who are not voting for Jordan on the floor, and they now are getting threatening phone calls of physical violence against them, their children, to be stalked. This is where we are in the Republican Party right now in America. And I never thought, as someone who spent almost 30 years in the party and left in 2011, I never thought I would see this from any political party in America. This type of physical threats of violence, if you don't. This is the kind of stuff happens in Russia, in banana republics. And now it's come to the United States Congress. You would think that any congressperson worth his or her salt would be there, especially if you're in the majority party, the Republican Party. You would think that you would want to be there with your team. You know, when I was in the legislature, you always heard this from the Republican caucus. Staff were asked this. Members of the legislature were asked this. The phrase was, you're on the team, right? You're on the team. In other words, you're not gonna flinch, right? You're with us. Well, one person that continually likes to brag about their military prowess. I never served, but I spent about 5 years working on military issues for a former Wisconsin congressman. And one of the things I always appreciate about the military community is this mantra of leave no one behind. Leave no one behind. You stick with your team, your brothers and sisters in arms, in battle, and in peace. I deeply respect that mantra. Loyalty to me means a lot. But here you have someone who likes to brag about being a Navy SEAL, Derek Van Orden, Republican congressman from the 3rd Congressional District. And according to reporting today from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Lawrence Andrea, doing a great job, Derek Van Orten has left Washington, D.C. Not just Washington, D.C. He's left the country. Derek Van Orten got on a plane, and remember, you and I are paying for this. This is a government-paid, taxpayer-paid junket. He's gotten on a plane and gone to Israel because he claims that he wants to be on the ground and he can do a better job than the Biden administration and the president of the United States himself in getting accurate information. I'm not making this up.
So he's doing his own research on the...
That's what he claims.
Israel-Palestine.
That's okay. What he claims.
Okay.
Now, perhaps the best response to this I've seen so far today. There's somebody on Twitter who goes by the handle The Wisconsin Idea. I don't know if this person is, you know, I have no idea. They claim to be a progressive. I for these purposes, I don't care. But stop the presses on this one. I thought this was fantastic on the Twix. Not Twitter, not X, but Twix. Thank you, Craig Ferguson, for that.
Are you going to hand out Twix candy bars for Halloween? I feel like you
absolutely.
Have to.
Absolutely.
I feel like you have to.
If Craig Ferguson comes on this show, I'll buy everybody here a bag of Twix. We're going to try to get him. But on Twitter today, in response to Derek Van, the story from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel of Derek Van Orten going to Israel, they responded by saying, quote, "The people of Israel have suffered enough." I thought that was fantastic. I mean, you don't need to have Derek Van Orten, I mean, join the mess. I mean, think about this. For those of us who were alive during 9/11, there was enough going on. I mean, President Bush himself waited, I can't remember, 2, 3, 4 days before he went because they got enough to do. Most presidents, Obama's done it, you know, Biden's done it, Bush did it, whoever. You wait until the locals have things under control before you insert yourself because it's a big deal to have a presidential visit. And actually, it's kind of a big deal when a congressperson travels, especially internationally. And now Derek Van Orten inserts himself into this. And now they have to kowtow around him and show him around and everything because, you know, he's a United States congressperson.
Is this solo or is he doing it as a...
Yes, it's not part of a group. He's doing it as a solo thing. He's lost his marbles. I mean, this is so far off. And you know who's calling this out? Scott Fitzgerald on the Trump train, was fellow Wisconsin Republican congressperson, and toxic Tom Tiffany, also a congressperson. These Tiffany and Fitzgerald are about as right as you can go. And even they are calling out Derek Van Orten today, saying, what's going on with this guy? We're trying to elect a speaker. And he goes on taxpayer money and takes a trip to Israel because the president of the United States, apparently, and Anthony Blinken, the secretary of state, apparently they're not qualified enough in Derek Van Orten's eyes. So no, Derek Van Orten will go and do this. I've never seen anything like this before. As someone who was a part of planning congressional trips, as a part of someone who is planning military trips, who's done this before, this is highly unusual and completely self-serving. And it's bizarre. We're going to come back. Take your phone calls. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. Back with more, including your calls. Luke Mathers on the board. I'm Todd Alba. And this is the Civic Media Ready Network.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Humanitarian aid that's been idle in Egypt now on the move into southern Gaza. At least 20 trucks have been authorized to travel into Gaza, where more than 1 million people have been displaced and are in desperate need of food, fuel, and water. Tamara Al-Rifa is with the United Nations and says it's a positive sign, but there are nearly 200 other trucks still waiting.
This is not about a one-off, sending 20 trucks and then nothing. This is really a call for a continuous and safe humanitarian access with security conditions that allow my colleagues in Gaza to do what they need to do.
Israel has demanded security inspections of the trucks to make sure that there's nothing in them that could provide help to Hamas. That's according to an Egyptian security source. As the aid is now coming in, it's also an opportunity for some foreign nationals stuck in Gaza to try and get out. With continuing coverage, the Israel-Hamas war, this is ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tunnelball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. The time is now 33 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Friday, October 20th. Tunnelball, along with Mr. Luke Mathers on the board, also guest hosting as well, talking about what's happening in Washington, D.C. Things are moving quickly. We're going to update you on that in just a moment. Take your phone calls as well, so stand by. But as one of the great things about Civic Media being a statewide network, we have people across the state. Luke Mathers, you have some breaking news, particularly for our listeners on the tap up in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire.
Yeah, we have an alert sent out to Chippewa, Wisconsin. Civil authorities have issued a shelter-in-place warning for Chippewa beginning at 1:21 p.m. this afternoon and ending at 3:21 p.m. as for everybody in our CFW listening area. There's an active law enforcement incident. Residents should shelter in place, and a notice will be sent when issue is resolved. That is from authorities in Chippewa, Wisconsin.
And Luke, do we know yet, does that affect Chippewa Falls proper or the whole Chippewa Falls Eau Claire area, or do we know that yet?
I do not know that information yet. It is the issue for Chippewa, Wisconsin. So I don't know if it is a wider than that, but as of right now, that is what authorities are sharing.
So particularly the Chippewa Falls area, shelter in place order from authorities. Our news team, including Luke Mathers and here at Civic Media, will maintain vigilance and bring you any new information should it become available. Thank you, Luke. Appreciate that. Thank you to Chuck as well here at Civic Media. Things are happening fast and furious out in Washington, D.C. Reports now that after this humiliating secret ballot, at first he lost a third round on the House floor to be Speaker, Jim Jordan did. And the vote, he had only 194 votes, so he lost even more votes on the floor. Then they went into a secret caucus. I shouldn't say secret, a closed caucus.
Closed door.
And took a secret ballot vote.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know who's, you know, where the votes came from. And on the secret ballot in the closed caucus, it's being reported that Jordan lost 112 to 86, which shows that when people vote the way they really feel, he's even in worse trouble. Now reports are that Jim Jordan is saying he is out. He's not going to continue running. This guy, Austin Scott from Georgia, may be in. Just a complete no-name. It is chaos in the House of Representatives right now. So we're going to continue to follow this. And, of course, as we were saying, Derek Van Orden, the Republican from Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, basically the western side of the state, took a powder. He hopped on a plane and went to Israel. Off the text line, WRCE in Richland Center, Robert asks, can congressmen schedule any trip they want, or is there someone or some agency that needs to approve trips that will be using taxpayer dollars, unquote. Based on my experience, having worked for a U.S. congressman from Wisconsin for about 5 years, and again, he left office in January of 99. So perhaps things have changed in 20 years. I don't know, but I think they're still basically the same. Any member of Congress, as long as they could justify it, you know, to the House Speaker, they have a budget. So you're given a budget for both your Washington and your district offices. It's up to the congressperson how they use those funds. And so your travel comes out of that. Now, if you can justify it as official travel, particularly military, and you have to go. So to answer the question directly, Robert, congressmen, congresswomen, congresspeople do not have to get any approval to use their travel dollars. That's up to them. And then if they wanted to do a military junket or trip like Derek Van Orten's on, then you have to basically go through the military channels and you know, get military sign off. But I never knew of or saw a sitting congressperson from the majority party who happens to be a veteran. To have them get denied that travel would be very rare. So whether he took a military flight or whether he's taking a private flight and taxpayer dollars are paying for it, I don't know. But no, as they say, it's a pretty good gig being a congressperson. I mean, what's the salary up to? $250,000, something like that. I think
it's 174 for
is
a,
it?
Yeah, it's 174 for a standard congressman.
Right.
But when you, I think the $200,000 is Speaker of the House. That number was thrown around when they're talking about how it's pretty nice job that nobody seems can land in D.C. right now.
Right.
Well, Hakeem Jeffries is really close. He keeps getting 212. Right.
Hakeem Jeffries is very close.
Hakeem Jeffries through all of these three ballots this week, closest one.
But my point is, we're going to go into, there's a whole nother part of this that's very odd and quite frankly dangerous to American diplomacy with Derek Van Orden taking off suddenly and going to Israel. And again, his Republican colleagues from Wisconsin, Scott Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany, are calling him out with the press on this. It is one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. What do you think? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go up to Eau Claire. Gene and Eau Claire, in all seriousness, please stay safe, my friends. There is a shelter-in-place order for the Chippewa area. We're not exactly sure how far the circumference or area of that shelter-in-place order is, but be careful, Gene. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm on the opposite side than toward Chippewa, but I have family in Chippewa that I'm going to call after I'm done on the phone here. I have to, you know, having worked now, retired, mm-hmm. long time, in the mental health field, this guy needs a definitely immediate emergency assessment on what the devil's going on with him. This isn't normal. Mm-hmm. You know, he has those outbursts all the time. He's, you know, he lost his daughter. I don't think he's mentally fit to be going on a trip over there. I think that this is, you know, really an emergency. I hope somebody pays attention to this and gets a hold of this guy, because he's so explosive anyway, mm-hmm. that this is frightening. Because he has no business doing that type of thing. It's like he's having delusions of grandeur, or he's being called in. I don't know. Was he a Navy SEAL?
Yes, I mean he makes. I don't know what his record is, but according to the reporting from Lawrence Andrea Andrea from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Van Orton claims that he was a Navy SEAL for 26 years, I believe. And whether that was all active duty or whatever, I don't know. But Gene, I think you make a really important point, because I know sometimes we've done it. You know, we make light of things or try to look through things with a lens of humor to a certain degree. But I agree with you that I hope that whoever is around Derek Van Orton, I hope he's okay. Because I with in all seriousness, without making fun of anybody, I think there are serious issues here with this guy. Yeah. And I hope somebody is watching out for him. And I agree that it appears right now this guy is just not fit to serve.
And I wonder when he started to lose it. Do you know Cheeseboro?
Yes.
Guilty?
Yes. We so, talked about that a little earlier.
Know, I mean, yep. Wisconsin is... I hope our attorney general wakes up here, because we need immediate action and we need justice in our state. This is, you know, honest to goodness, you know, I've watched our country for years live. You know, Dems and Republicans, you know, would disagree on stuff, and then they get mad at each other and all this kind of stuff, you know, but eventually they'd meet in the middle. But I have never seen the hatred toward the liberals. I have never seen that in my life, and it's alarming to me. And it's alarming to me that these people like Trump and his associates, you know, like O'Bannon, you know, being over during Brexit, you know, and being over in that area, you know, when they had some issues with following people on, was it Facebook, you know, where mm-hmm. they were getting information and stuff like that. I mean, and he's been in other countries too. And then the association with, you know, our NRA and Russia. I mean, mm-hmm. this stuff is alarming to me, because where there has been conflict, there has been associates of Trump. Yeah. And it's just, you know, it's to me, people really need to pay attention. And then, you know, to keep on pushing that Trump won the election, and right. and thank God some of those people are coming out. I'm so thankful for them, you know, surviving yep. the threats and saying no to Jim Jordan. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Yep. So thank you for all the information, guys. You're doing a great job. We're really lucky to have you there. Keep up the great work. And thank you. And thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Gene. Always appreciate it. Stick around for a Matt Flynn Direct. I'm filling in for him today. Matt's taking a little vacation himself. And so I'm as the